Hey, Jules, did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I really like the timing of the ending. It's like, dun, 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 dun. Yeah, and then Tom's like, hey, you're listening to Prius,
if anyone was wondering, that was Emma Louise with her song Jungle, remixed by Muscles.
Wow, I love Muscles. Battles, is that another song by them?
Or am I thinking Muscles is Ice Cream.
Oh, right. Cream? Yeah, I love Ice Cream. I can't remember how it goes, but I loved it. You're listening to Tom and Jules Crack a Fat here on 3SSR. Of course, talking everything to do with Ellen.
I'm the biggest Ellen fan.
I reckon we should actually structure this show around Ellen. So
call it the Ellen and Jules. I'm renaming myself to Ellen.
Oh, okay. Because you're that big a fan, right?
Yeah. And then I'll get on Ellen. That's another way you can get on.
Just
if you
be more like
Ellen. Just change your name to Ellen. And then you get on.
No, but Ellen's all about being an individual, Tom. You don't want to be too much
like
Ellen.
Well, I just love her too much.
Listen,
to just not.
As long as you buy your DVDs, she's going to be happy. Okay, that's all she cares about. So I'm thinking we structure the show like Ellen. So we come in, we do a bit of a dance.
Yep, do a dance.
What happens then?
Then she talks to Tony.
Who's the DJ?
The DJ, the black guy.
Okay. I can go blackface if you want.
No, let's just stop at being racist.
All right. I'm going blackface anyway.
Okay, because that's your choice. I'm not condoning that at all.
Okay, yes.
Then she'll have a guest. Well, she'll just talk shit with him.
All right.
Won't ask him any questions.
Okay, so coming up, we're going to have The Rock in.
We're going to have The Rock in, and we're going to talk about how he used to be a model.
Oh, yes, and how he likes to wash dishes.
Exactly. It's got nothing to do with his current movie or whatever the hell he does.
Okay, and then we're going to be...
Then another dance.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Two dances in one? Isn't that overload?
Well, not for Ellen. Not for us either.
She knows how to do
it. We're
going to
step it up. We're going to do more dances than Ellen. then we talk to her grandmother. I mean, her mum who's there, always.
Right.
Then we go on to YouTube and talk about that for a little bit.
Always good stuff there.
What else happened? Another guest. Okay. They play a game, like, guess the dance.
Yeah, this is what you're forgetting. You're forgetting the games that they play with the guests.
Okay,
Tom.
Of course. And then they play a game with the crowd.
Okay.
Like, I don't know.
Who's the dumber bitch?
Yeah, exactly.
Who's the dumber middle-aged
And then we
housewife?
Give them all prizes anyway because they're just...
Check under your chair. We've got, you know, your very own Sudanese orphan because that's what everyone wants nowadays. Whatever
exactly.
Ellen wants, everyone wants.
Yeah,
What's
exactly.
Ellen wanting now, Tom?
Ellen wants you to watch her show and
buy
her product.
Okay, well, she's got me sold.
She's got me so
sold. Because I'm totally
going
to do it because she wants me to.
Exactly.
She wants me to.
Because Ellen's just the nicest person. She just... Don't you reckon Ellen just seems like the nicest person?
I know. And she's just... She never gets angry.
No. She like, you could piss her off and she'd just be like, you know what? I'm just going to keep it cool, keep it calm, make a couple jokes, everything will be sweet.
You can even do like the thing like throw your shoe at her and then she'd just go, ha-ha, I'm worth more than you. And then you feel bad about yourself.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly.
How's it like? How's it being a housewife? And then you feel bad.
Well,
and then, you're
and then
under
Ellen
her
can also go like, "Oh yeah, how's your love life going? I get to have lesbian sex every night." See, like there, perfect, bang in your face.
Yeah,
winner.
But that's Ellen without makeup, which I think is something people should not see. Very much like Katy Perry without makeup, it completely changed my perception on life.
No, it didn't. You still love her.
Occasionally,
really
but then I
her.
Have the vague doubt. And I'm like, remember back to that time when you saw that picture back in 2010 and you feel bad about yourself. You really do.
You go, what am I doing? Why am I searching this
like
on
she's
Google?
She's perfect, but she's just not. Of course, no, she is perfect. Let's not forget that, Tom.
So, okay, goals for the show. We need to get Ellen and then we need to make an Ellen-type show and then get Katy Perry on.
Oh, yes. Now, who are some other guests? I mean, obviously, we've got to go local, bit Australian. So, I'm thinking myself.
John Farnham.
Barney.
Because he's doing his, like, thousandth
interview
comeback
tour. Yes.
Comeback tour, sorry. He's, like, again, he's got another comeback tour. So, obviously, he's up for another interview to promote overpriced shit.
A Farnham t-shirt, 10 grand. With his, not even it. Half his signature. For the other half, you've got to actually go to his house, which costs petrol.
Exactly.
And that's just a bitch, to be honest. It's like, you didn't finish your signature.
Exactly.
It's like, give me money,
then
and
I'll
I'm not even going to finish
buy
it.
Buy me a pen. And also, actually, then it's like, buy tickets to a concert where you've heard all the songs thousands of times. There's no new material. He's really old, so he's like going to struggle. Yeah. And it's like $500.
You've got his 10th re-release of all his songs
yeah,
in
exactly,
a best of
exactly.
edition 5. What's with that, Farnham? To be honest, I reckon Farnham's struggling financially. You know, I've seen
well,
him.
Well, that's probably why he keeps
seen
doing
him
the
about.
Comeback
he's eating,
tours.
He's eating at Hungry Jack's now.
He hasn't been on Ellen enough, obviously.
No. Don't you mean Julius and Ellen?
Julius and Ellen,
let's
of course.
Not,
yeah.
Let's not
sorry,
kind of
sorry.
Diss the brand.
Yeah, okay.
What kind of games will we play with Farnie? Because I reckon we could maybe...
It is a small studio, I will say, so there's not a lot of area to move.
I'm thinking maybe...
Nude runs, because he's, you know, slightly overweight, so like the ladies could get into that.
Is that a good thing?
I don't know.
Do they want that?
I don't know.
We need a poll.
Do you enjoy the chubby? Are you a chubby chaser? Text here.
Chubby chaser. Oh, God. I can imagine that some of the 60-year-olds going for Farnie.
Yeah?
Farnie. I reckon...
of course, because he was there when he was good looking when they were like 25.
Yeah. And now that everyone's bad looking, it all works out.
People love the Rolling Stones back then. And they still do for their music, but they're not the most attractive fellows anymore, being completely drug fucked.
I reckon, you know, we got the entertainers, you know, the prime entertainers in Australia. You got Farnie.
Who else? Carl Stefanovic.
Carl doing his stand-up shows. It's pretty much just him saying the N-word repeatedly for an hour and a half.
That's Kramer.
Sorry. I get them so confused. They're so alike. But I reckon we need the sports world. We get Warnie on.
Yeah, he can talk about how he's grown his hair back for the 18th time. Yeah. And then dated Liz Hurley.
Who's Liz Hurley?
She was an actress from, I think she's English.
Okay.
Resides in America.
Right.
She's been in shows like Bedazzled from the 90s.
Okay, you lost me completely.
All right, anyway, she's a subpar actress. Really.
As you'd expect.
But apparently that's news. That's big news in the world. Wow. Is that Warnie's getting with someone who is subpar attractive.
Okay.
And not Simone.
See, here's the thing. I reckon, here's a little game we could play. Hook Warnie up with another celebrity. You know, Miley's trying to go on the bad side. Miley was
in Australia. Maybe how did we not take advantage of that? Got Warnie and Miley in the same room.
Jeez, because they would be such a perfect couple, wouldn't they, Tom?
They just would. Billy Ray is the dad. Just perfect. Perfect life for everyone.
It'd be awkward around the dinner table because, you know, Warnie and Billy.
Ray are the same age.
Yeah. Talking about cricket.
Both with receding hairlines.
Billy's a huge cricket fan, isn't he?
I don't think so.
Tanduka?
I think he's an achy, breaky heart fan. I think that's all he is. He just listens to
this
that.
This is my Richie Beno.
Why?
Richie Beno?
No.
Oh, yes, cricket. Sacha Tanduka is a huge fan. No, okay, I've lost it.
Oh, wow, that was horrible.
Oh, because I was watching...
You guys just got treated to the worst impression ever.
Of course, that's something you could expect from Ellen's show. Shitty impressions from 8-year-olds who have no talent.
Yes, of course.
But also, I mean, so Miley and Warnie, perfect for each other.
Yeah,
you know, they're both...
She can't be tamed. Warnie is just a big old sly dog, so maybe they'll work together.
And another game, I mean, we could have maybe Warnie do some spin bowling in the studio.
Just break windows and all the equipment in here.
For those who don't know, the studio is about 2 meters by 2 meters. I think we could get a lot done.
We can get a lot done here.
Very dangerous.
We can get jelly fights.
Jelly fights.
Like jelly wrestling. That's
Miley.
A good one.
And
Miley?
We have Miley holding the trademark bong. You know, because she's always doing something naughty. You know, get her to sing some Party in the USA for us because, you know.
Good song.
Trademark song from her. We're going to cut to a song.
3SSR didn't have the mics on. Solid effort from me. That was Woo Life with their song Dirt. Now, Jules, a little story happened to me. This actually happened last night, right?
Okay.
Little anecdote I wanted to just tell you about.
Nothing illegal, by the way.
No, actually, it wasn't illegal. I could get in trouble for it. But anyway...
You weren't beating up old women again?
No, of course not. I've already been arrested several times for that.
And you keep doing it, though. I don't understand.
So I had to borrow the car because, as a backstory, I have my P's, but I don't have an actual car. I borrow my parents'. So I was like, okay, I've got to call Dad, ask him if I can borrow his car when he comes home. On my phone at home, there's the pre-dialed ones. So you just press the button, it dials.
Okay, yep.
So I pressed the one that said... Dad, and then I called, and this voice picked up, and to me it sounded like my dad was putting on a really retarded voice. So he was putting on a dumb voice, and I was like,
"Okay,
hey." And then he was like, "Hello," and I was like, "Why are you using such a gay voice?" And then it was silence for a little bit, and I was like, "Okay, this is a bit weird." And then I found it was a lady, and she was like, "Who is this?" And I was like, "What? Who is this?" Hang up, and then I just hung up the phone, and was like, "Oh my god, I accidentally prank called some old lady."
Oh, Tom, what were you? Was it? Who was it?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't know how that number was pre-dialed into my home phone, but it was. It was definitely not my dad. It was not my grandparents. I didn't know the voice. Didn't know who the hell it was, and I was like, "Okay, may have just really offended some old lady." She's just picked up the phone. "Hello,
Tom.
Yeah, you're fucking gay." Like, that's literally what I said to her, pretty much. I called her gay. So then I ended up calling my dad and was like, "Okay, cool. Figured all that shit out. Hang up talking to Dad." The phone rings again. I'm like, "Okay." Pick up slowly. "Hello?" This angry man answers the phone, and he's on the phone. He's like, "So I heard that you tried to call this house before." And so he was really pissed off. He obviously got the redial function going. He was like, "The wife's gone and told him that I've been pranked. I've been called gay by some hoodlum." And he's come back on the phone to just rip me to shreds. Oh. And I was just like, I didn't even talk. I just was dead silent. And I just hung up again, ran outside, talked to the rest of my family. I was like, nobody answer the phone. This isn't happening. I just may have prank called. Oh. This is the worst thing that's happened. It was just the dumbest situation.
Wow. Although to old people, gay means happy. So maybe
they really wanted to be like, why are you such a nice young fellow?
Yeah. I just wanted to come and congratulate you and say thank you. I don't know why you're getting all freaked out. Jeez.
Well, you had a similar situation, not phone-wise, but you were telling me the other day that you're male because you've recently moved houses.
Yeah, here's what happened, because I've recently moved into a new house, and what's been happening is I've been getting the mail of the old people who used to live there. And so I've been getting it for like a couple months now, and it's kind of ridiculous. And I've been leaving this mail out the front door, you know, because I'm not throwing it out, you know, in case they come. I get this phone message on my mobile. Now, firstly, I don't know how they got my mobile number at all. Like, seriously. And so I just get this random message. I thought it was from a friend because I never get any calls.
Yeah, you're
like, oh my God, I got friends.
Really excited.
So I get this message, and then it's like this bogan woman. She's like, oh, hello. Yeah, mate, listen. You better keep my mail, and if you threw it out, you better watch out because I've got my cousins coming after you. And I'm just like, what? Your cousins are coming after me? What is this? And so she's threatening me for potentially throwing out her mail. Yeah. And it's like, at what point, what was I throwing it out before? So like, I don't understand.
I don't think that's a big deal. Like, it's mail. It's not like you stole her things. It came to you accidentally. Like, I don't see how that's...
Through the words of the drug enraged woman, it was crazy. She's coming after me. She said, oh, I'm bringing my cousins over to collect my mail, so you better watch your back. And I'm like, what have I done? Oh, I don't want to die. Please don't kill me.
And people should also know that at that point, you're living without anyone else in the house, so you don't have any of your parents to help back you up in the situation.
And it's even worse because I go out to uni. So my worst case scenario is that I'm at uni. They get to my house. And maybe there's like one bit of mail missing. They smash windows and break shit and steal stuff in the house. It's like, no, please, just calm down.
It's a ridiculous situation. Like,
why do you threat people? I mean, why don't you just call me and go, hey, listen, we're coming to collect the mail. Don't threaten me. I don't want to be threatened.
You didn't do anything. It was not like you were intentionally taking the mail. You weren't doing anything wrong.
I know.
Lots of people would have gotten their mail and thrown it out. You kept it to be a nice person.
Left it outside.
And they yelled at you.
Yeah.
They got furious.
And here's another thing. I mean, I lost it.
You lost it. Oh, you just created dead air.
I'm so very sorry. But what I meant to say, still don't have it. Because I had in my head, I was like, if I just kind of give me some more time, don't have it. But here's just one other thing, people coming to your house, because they often come to my house to collect mail.
To knock on the door and like,
it's very weird.
Jehovah's Witness styles.
Yes. Yeah, I get a lot of kind of people from charity, people from Telstra saying, hey, you know, you want to get stuff. I'm like, no. And one thing that's been happening very lately is that I have a lot of these real estate agents coming up saying, hey, you're selling your house.
Well, are they assuming that you're selling your house?
No, or they go to your house and say, hey, you're selling your house. I'm like, no, I'm not selling my house. Get a life. Okay. Just get lost, please. I don't need you coming to my house while I'm during a fapping session.
Yes.
Okay, you're ruining the rhythm. You know, I'm looking at a hot chick, then I see your face, I'm starting to throw up.
Yeah, I mean,
getting
like,
weird tendencies.
You don't want someone in your house when you've got that sight on, you know, the one starts with R and ends with E. Yeah. Everyone at home can figure that out for themselves.
Yes.
But, like, that seems ridiculous. If they were a good real estate agent, they could look back in some, I'm sure they have records, and realize that you only bought that house like 6 months ago.
I know.
Why would you move out? Straight away.
It's just like, and it's weird because you can clearly tell that all they're thinking about is money because they have a happy face. They're like, hey, you're selling your house.
Yeah.
As soon as you say no, they're just like, oh, yeah, thanks, mate.
And they just piss off.
They piss off. And it was weird because actually 3 hours later, I went on a long bike ride and I came back.
And he was there?
In the neighborhood. And I swear to God, he must have spent like 4 hours going through these houses because I see him at like another part of the neighborhood.
The
and it's weird because he didn't even like give me like a smile. Like he just gave me just like this kind of angry, just like...
disappointed
fuck
look.
You. I can't believe you're not selling your house. Look. I'm like, I'm sorry,
well,
man.
Maybe he had to hit the streets to save his job. You don't know his situation.
Yeah.
Why didn't you help him out, Jules?
Maybe his, you know, daughter's under hostage and he needs a certain amount of money
exactly.
to help
and it. That's why he became a real estate agent. You don't know people's situations well enough. Yeah, you assume that he's just a
doucher. Oh, yeah, and he didn't know I was fapping when he came to my house. Maybe he should know my situation.
You were doing the grunts, the loud grunts.
I had the porn up on full volume, which is very awkward.
Oh, God, that's why your neighbours hate you.
I know, it's because I'm playing loud music at 1 a.m.
That kind of situation is similar to telemarketers as well.
Yeah.
Like, when you get a telemarketer and you're like, oh, you seem nice, I don't want to be a dick, but I'm just going to hang up on you anyway.
You know the worst thing? I'm with Optus, right? Yet some telemarketer from Optus is asking me, hey, you wanna be with Optus? I'm like, I'm already with you. Why are you calling me again? Surely you should know these things. God, I'm with you now and you're still bugging me.
Yeah, it's...
What is this?
A lot of the time, I like to, like, lead them on. So I'm like, oh, yeah, I really am interested in, like, furry, you know, dog uniforms or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Something ridiculous. And then I get to the point, they're like, so, just, you know, give us your credit card details. And I'm like, oh, sorry, I don't have a credit card. Like, yeah. Oh, it's okay, we have a bank. I don't have a bank account. Oh, okay, goodbye. And then they hang up on you and you're like, yes, I beat the telemarketer.
One thing I did as a kid, it was so funny because they would say, oh, can I please talk to the homeowner of the house? And clearly my voice sounded like it was 8.
Yeah.
And I just like, yeah, I'm the homeowner. And they're just like, are you sure you're the homeowner? It's like, yeah, I own the home. And then I just hang up.
Or if they're like, oh, can I speak to your parents? You go, yeah, I'll just go get them. And you just leave the phone off the hook and just go away for half an hour. Come back and see if they're there.
That's
like,
a bitch.
Oh, sorry. I couldn't find them.
Mm.
I live in a 16-story mansion. Sorry, I had to search every room.
Now, I don't understand. How do they actually make money? Are there people out there who actually go, you know what, I actually want to change my phone plan.
There are a lot of people, you know we think that everyone thinks like us, but there are a lot of people that are very gullible, like, especially I'm gonna put it out there, the elderly population.
Yes,
they're unless they've learnt from being dicked, a lot of them have to be messed around and then they learn from their mistakes. But so many of them would be like, oh yes, my phone bill is horrible, I really want a new one, and then they just get ripped off, like, to the nth degree.
That's true. I mean, my mum, who's not very good with computers, often she'll get the message where it's like, you're the millionth viewer, will click on that. And it's even worse because there's those scam people who sell those books like, oh, you know, top 10 ways that you can be happy in life. And she actually bought those books and they never came. And Jesus. I'm like, mum, no, you're an idiot. Of course, I don't say that to her face. I call her a bitch and backhand her.
Yeah.
Because that's much more effective.
That's how you guys do it.
Exactly. Don't do that. If you're thinking, I want to back out my mum. Back what? Okay, that weird English.
Backhand.
Backhand. Of course, check out my YouTube channel, Backhand Films.
Oh, that was just the worst segue ever, man.
It was. We're going to cut to a song.
Yeah, well, prior to that, we were just talking about buttons and things.
Oh, by the way, talking about buttons, I must say, if you have a button fetish, head down to the 3SSR Studios. Oh, God, they're the best array of buttons ever. There's this one that's kind of like a stress tester. It's like, you do it and you relieve all your stress. It's amazing. Right next to the queue, if you're heading down to the studios. And there's also this the DJ set, the turntables. There's a the start-stop button. Oh,
that's hot, isn't it?
Oh, it's so soothing. I think
it is. It's a nice button.
To put it.
I mean, honest to God, we are talking about the dumbest thing in the world right now. Buttons.
Oh, it's just... It's so perfect. It's like, even though it's stupid, it's such a perfect button. You can't go unnoticed. Anyway, Tom.
Have you heard, Jules?
Do tell.
About MySpace.
Okay.
If everyone's retarded and has forgotten, MySpace used to be huge back in when we were in year 10. So 2-3 years ago.
Back in the early high
2008,
school
2008, I think, was its biggest year. It was valued at $580 million.
Because I think we...
No. Actually, News Corp bought it for $580 million.
Lost a lot of money.
Well, that's the thing. News Corp have just sold it off, right?
Oh, really?
And they only got $35 million for it. They sold it to I can't remember what the company's called, but it's a group of investors.
Right.
The thing that I find interesting is that one of the investors is Justin Timberlake.
Serious?
They've given Justin Timberlake creative control of MySpace now. He has bought a section. He runs out of California in a business with a team that apparently runs around the clock. And yeah, half a dozen people are going to be working for him. And they're going to try and reinvent MySpace and bring it back to its glory days.
It's going to be difficult because Facebook is... I mean, everything involves Facebook nowadays. Even if you want to do, like, basic things. You go to Facebook if you want to organize events, you go through Facebook. And I always thought the one strength of MySpace was the music aspect.
Well, then... I can't remember what the company's called, but they've created music apps for Facebook. So now... Your Facebook page for a band can now have music on it. So it's made pretty much MySpace obsolete in every way.
Although I will say Facebook does lack the kind of the customization. fashion.
But I mean, that's good as a novelty, but I don't really find the use of customizing anymore. I kind of find, like, I found it like fun when I was like 16. Now, like everyone's kind of moved that age, you know how there's a group of age, like people, like yeah. us, you know, ranging from about 21 to 17.
Right.
That have all moved up in the same age. Like, we all enjoyed Toy Stories.
Yeah.
They were, everything was made for us. Like, MySpace came about perfect for our age. Now Facebook's here, and yeah. it's perfect for our age group. That kind of youth thing. Like, it's simple, it's basic, and there's not too many ads. Like, MySpace ran slow as hell. There was ads everywhere. The customization was okay, but just lame in the end.
So what's Timberlake doing?
Well, he hasn't made a statement or anything like that, but his idea is to bring it back to music, obviously. You know, big musician he is. But he's going to use it more so people can upload their own things, sketches and... It's going to be like a YouTube almost.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Like, where you are a comedian or you're a musician or you're just a personality and you put on your own videos, your own content on there. I think that's what they're going to try and go down. Rather than it be just like talking to your friends, it's specifically for you to get ahead in and find recognition, et cetera, et cetera.
Wow. Well, good luck to Timberlake. Yeah, I don't know. What is he going to like add sexy back? It's just all his songs. Basically, you have to have one of his songs on your profile.
Yeah, pretty much. The background is just Justin Timberlake's head.
Yeah, your DP, you have a selection of 150 Justin Timberlake pictures that you choose. So maybe you're feeling a bit sad, have the Justin Timberlake where he's, I don't know, maybe just broken up after his girlfriend
like
kind of thing.
All the status updates are like, I'm feeling sexy back. And then it's got like Justin Timberlake's head or something.
That's a good idea. I reckon instead of, because everyone's, you know, you don't want to live your boring life. Who cares?
No.
What you do is through MySpace, you actually live a celebrity's life. So you can go, hey, I want to be Justin Bieber. So then you have like your profile to replicate Justin Bieber. And then your friends treat you like Justin Bieber. And so you can choose who you want to be. I'll be Justin Bieber. You can be... Katy Perry, Ellen. So you be Ellen, and then we have this mini community of your friends where you become the celebrities.
And they think that, you know, and then people actually think that we're the real person, and then it goes on like that. Like that, we should pin that. We should post it.
That's so good.
Tell Justin, and he'll be all over it.
No, we're starting our own one. It's called Crack a Fat Space. And I think this is going to be a formidable idea.
Well, I feel sorry for a second that News Corp, who bought it 6 years ago in 2005, $580 million, and expected for it to go through the roof and be the biggest thing in the world, and they lost so much money from it.
Well, I mean,
that's the worst thing that's ever happened to like a business like that. I reckon.
Another shit idea. Rupert Murdoch. He's very adventurous with his purchases.
That one's just a fail.
For example, he bought TV Guide back in the 90s. The advent of the internet, and of course, where's TV Guide now? Nowhere. although I will say, News Corp shares have been going up. So if that's your thing, do buy their shares.
Get on it.
Because they just lost a lot of money selling MySpace, but whatever.
We can get them for cheap now. Get the share. but I've decided that I think it's a feeble, it's a good, you know, it's a novel idea.
Yes.
Kudos for him to go out of his way to buy it. But I don't think that Timberlake and his team of nerds are going to do anything. Facebook's going to be the better.
That's why they need us.
So I think that we should come up with a couple ideas.
Like, okay.
Personally, I think there should be more porn.
You see, that's the problem. You know, you go to Facebook, you got the choice. You can either fap to some dude from primary school you knew.
Exactly.
Which is what I do, because what else am I going to do?
Exactly.
Huh? Or you could implement the porn. So maybe, you know, post on your wall, hey, you know, I really like, you know, Alicia Keys.
Check out my nude pics at the end. Like, that, it should be a nude forum.
That's
like
the problem.
Like, kind of like Adult Friend Finder, but like better.
But you know, so much better. You know, maybe you have a crush on this random chick on Facebook. You know, send her a pic, you know,
nude,
get the app
on
that
MySpace.
Sends pics of your junk to her. That's what we need.
Exactly. I also think that a good idea would be, you know, Facebook's done so well, just base it around Facebook. Make it look like Facebook, make it have the same apps as Facebook. So it's pretty much Facebook, but name something slightly different, like FacePage.
Yeah, and pretty much have the exact same by the Facebook URL. Or make it very similar so that, you know, maybe... if you type Facebook too quickly, add an extra E, directly links to the other Facebook.
See, that's a good idea.
That's perfect.
Or like, you know, aim it at indie kids, because indie kids are so pretentious that they're going to go and like jump on anything that's new and exciting.
Yes.
You know? Like so you just be like, yeah, this is the new thing in the world. Like all the cool guys do it. And then there's your following straight away.
Do you know what I really think that the new MySpace needs?
What?
It needs a new, like, Farmville or like Mafia Wars, because that's what got people hooked back in the old day, MySpace.
I personally never played Farmville.
And of course, relate it around porn. So you're running your own porn studio, right? You know, Sarah's got STDs. What do? You can either kill her off or you can sell her to the Koreans because they love, you know, what's Kim Jong-il doing?
He's making porn, apparently.
Making porn with chicks with STDs that we don't want. We ship them to North Korea. We make a good profit. We sell them our guns at the same time. And everyone's a winner. Also, we need to come up with a new game idea. You know, Cityville, boring. Yeah, Farmville. Like, no one wants to be a farmer. Unless the farm wants to be a wife.
Exactly.
They're probably playing a lot of that.
Facebook seems to have taken all of that sort of thing.
No, we need some kind of virtual pet. You know, except use humans.
Like Nintendogs.
Nintendogs. Or maybe like raise your own Ellen. So you can raise Ellen or any from when celebrity. She's a child. Yeah.
So you make Justin Bieber not a fucking retard.
Yeah, I know. Oprah, you know, she was abused as a kid. You get to, you know, relive that.
If you're the parents, you can be the parents of Shortstack. You can make sure they never get by any instruments and they never create music.
Taylor Swift, get her and have some plastic surgery when she's young so she doesn't look half Asian.
Oh, you just... Here's the thing.
I will say, Taylor Swift, I'm Asian myself. It's just weird. She looks Asian, doesn't she?
I don't know.
She's got
about
the
that,
eyes.
Man.
She's got the nose. She speaks Chinese, apparently.
No, she doesn't. I don't think she does.
For the sake of this, shtick, she speaks Chinese. Okay. And yeah, apparently she's a huge Dim Sim enthusiast.
Oh, really?
Named her son Dim Sim.
She has a son?
Yeah, and he's full Chinese somehow.
That's exciting.
Even though she's half white. Okay, I don't know what's going on, but it worked out.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Like, maybe more celebrity endorsements as well.
Okay, so, I mean, what, for particular apps? Or, like, this like button was endorsed by Bieber?
I don't even know. Just, like, or even just, like, ads with celebrities in them, but all the time.
Yeah.
So, just running constantly, like, just Justin Timberlake's face. MySpace! Go to MySpace!
Or maybe, like, you can sponsor one of the letters. So, like... So for Facebook, the A would be Justin Timberlake's face.
Yes, that's
good. So
it's
like, you know, doing the Google thing. But also, here's another thing. I mean,
you've done it again. Your brain is.
I need to write down my thoughts because I speak so quickly.
Have you been doing shrooms? Here's too many shrooms for you, isn't it?
I did 7 before coming in. I'm so sorry. you might have noticed how I've been kind of, you know, waving my hands like I'm crazy. I punched in the computer screen. Yeah. That hurt, actually.
It did, yeah.
But it felt awesome because I'm on shrooms. just also, I mean, I think people should actually, we should start advertising popular things. So let's say if you have a status and it gets like 200 likes.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you have an ad like, oh, watch, you know, Bieber's new film, Never Say Never 2.
Yeah, yeah.
Because obviously got a lot of likes, a lot of people watching it. Or if you have more friends, let's say the person who has the most friends, you know, you get advertisements on your page if you want.
That's
doing
fair.
The YouTube thing.
Yeah, I dig that.
Yeah, erectile dysfunction, stiffy spray on mine. My page is a big hit.
Yeah, I got the Julius Reed fleshlight on my page.
The Julius Reed fleshlight. It's very difficult because for those who don't know, the Julius Reed fleshlight, it's my hand cupped into the shape of a vagina. It's very difficult. You know, Tom's like, come on, need to use the fleshlight. I have to, you know, go to his house, public transport, you know. It's and on the way there, on the public transport, I have to, you know, other people on the train, hey, I heard about the fleshlight. Can I get a test run? Okay. So then we go behind the carriage.
So this is the sort of stuff MySpace needs. It needs original things. Or you could copy Facebook completely.
And you know what? Just another excellent idea. I reckon we should be implementing like a torrent service because, you know, no one pays for shit, you know, so you can torrent their albums illegally through MySpace.
That's
and
good.
So, you know, if you want the Justin Timberlake album, through MySpace because, you know, Pirate Bay, you got to go to a different website.
Yeah,
it's inconvenient. Sucks.
That could be it. It could be like where everyone goes for that sort of thing. That's a great idea, Jules.
It's wonderful because, you know, doing what Facebook does, implementing everything, but better.
Exactly.
So
we've
got the porn.
And, you know, if you like 3SSL, you should like the Facebook page we have.
How do you get to that, Tom?
It's facebook.com/Swinburne Student Radio. You can check out our page and our show and all sorts of other crap.
Of course, if you support 3SSR, you're supporting dickheads like us. We're going to cut to a song.
We are. This is Yooksack with On a Train, and you guys are listening to Tom and Jules Crack Fat.